County Councilwoman Marty Hawkes. She pops in every Wednesday morning to keep us updated on what's happening in county government, what's happening with our tax dollars. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Ready to go.
We are ready to go. And again, we'll keep one eye on the radar as we move forward this morning. But news coming out, we saw in today's paper, it's a busy day for the county. You've got some tree removal stuff at the county courthouse. And then the courthouse this afternoon around 2:30, we'll have the county commissioners in there talking about potential for a full-service hotel, an expansion of the convention center. We've got annexation talk. We've got all kinds. Where would you like to start our buffet serving line this morning?
Well, we should quickly just mention about a two-second thing about the trees. Those great big trees that have big limbs coming down, those really large ones, they could be dangerous when you have that much public on that piece of ground. So I really, as sad as it will be to see that all that nice shade that people so enjoy come down, I get that part. I just think that the commissioners would be doing themselves a favor if they didn't cut down the beautiful flowering trees, because they are not dangerous to folks, and people were there yesterday enjoying them. And you know what? People may not understand all this financial impact of all the rest of the stuff until they get their tax bills, but they do understand trees coming down. So anyway, all of that being said, then we move forward to the fact that they are going to have a meeting today and discuss the fact that, well, they've finished up the parking garage, and now that's open for some of the county employees, that there was a real rush to try to find where they're going to put the rest of them. Some of them are still, as I understood it, going to be down at the convention center, but maybe that's just temporarily.
Well, you're going to build another parking garage probably after this one, right?
Well, they're shuffling everyone around, trying to figure out where everyone's going to go. Some of them will still be in other parking garages, it appears, maybe just surface parking lots. But, of course, if we're going to stay downtown, and that's what people said they wanted for us to stay downtown, we don't want our employees parking around the square and taking up those spaces where it hurts businesses. So you have to figure out something. Whether or not that something had to be a $10 million parking garage is debatable. Certainly that was not the county council's decision. It was pretty much, as someone said the other day, hey, that's Pat Stover's garage. Then it took all three county commissioners to make that decision. So now that that's done, they're saying, well, let's see whether or not we want to move forward with the convention center. I've heard one of the county commissioners say they didn't want to be in the tourism business, but clearly, up until the time they decided to build a parking garage and say it had to do with the convention center, the convention center and tourism did not cost locals any dollars whatsoever. That was all paid for with the hotel motel tax. And when that first went through, I said, look, what the worst thing could happen? We'll charge the visitors for overnight stays, and we'll pay for a convention center, and that building will belong to the county. And that's the very worst could happen is, we've bought the county some property. So I'm not certain how they think that they're going to move forward, except that before it was like they couldn't move forward without the food and beverage tax. So that may very well be a part of the discussion. I don't know. We'll find out when they have their meeting today how they plan to move forward. On top of that, I was at the other night that lasted until the morning, and I was really proud of those city council members who said, hey, let's slow this down. Let's give people a chance to understand this better and so forth. That was a 4-5 vote. Almost made it through some deadlines there. It would have been great if we would have had more people on that council say, you're right, we don't understand these numbers. Why should we expect the public to understand it? Just as a side note, I heard the other day that there are some who think this does not affect the schools.
Yeah, I've been asked that question multiple times about what kind of money is coming out of the school's pocket on this.
Right. Well, this is not definitive, but this is what the city's fiscal plan says. I do think it'll be worse because this is not counting the big debt that they're going to put on there. But it shows a $256,051 loss due to the annexation. And as I said, it will be more of a loss than that when they're through. That's on top of the $175,000 they're already seeing as a loss due to the circuit breaker. So the total for Monroe County Schools is $431,600 about. Now that comes from, remember, most of the school general fund comes from the state. So this is coming out of those other funds that we've already seen the school struggle with. Remember the problem they've had with their transportation fund and the fact that they were trying to figure out ways to be able to afford to continue to bus the students. We already went through that big time in the last few months. So this is may not look like a very big loss, but to me that's a pretty big loss.
Now, is that an annual loss or a one-time loss?
No, it's not a one-time. This goes on forever. And
so they're going to lose $500,000 essentially every year with this annexation.
Well, it's $256,000 having to do with the annexation, but you add that on top of what they're already losing because of the circuit breaker. That puts it at $431,000.
That's a lot of money, Marty. That's a lot of money.
And remember that a lot of this has to do with that once they add that great big debt on there, then there will be more circuit breaker loss and there will be more loss to that other miscellaneous taxes, the different excise taxes, because the debt will have a tax levy and a tax rate, and that will also pull out the miscellaneous revenue. Remember, it doesn't mean there's more total revenue to be split up. It just means that if the city gets more of it, others are going to have to take less, and that's just the way it works. I know that's also the way it's going to work with the library. It's showing the library is going to be asking for $930,000 approximately for an additional appropriation out of the dollars that they have saved back. This is not like new dollars, money they've saved back, and they want permission to spend it. And they want it, part of it is related to building a new facility.
Marty, let me ask you a question. Why is the library saving $1 million? Where are they getting that money from, and why are they putting it in savings?
Right. They're saving it back out of their operating fund and saving it back toward...
Well, then their operating fund's too expensive if they're saving it.
Well,
wasn't that how that goes? Well, why does the library have a profit?
They have been talking quite a long time about building this new branch.
Okay.
And you know what? We all love the library, and I think there's a lot of people who would like to see a new branch. But just like what Margaret said a while ago, couldn't we all just take a little breather here and see what's going to happen?
I just want to understand the finances. How does the library, who gets their money from where, how do they have excess money at the end of the year? And how do they have $1 million of it? Are they just not choosing to give those people that come in their services? Are they? How does that? I don't understand anything about the library budget. I don't want to get everybody on my case.
You may be assured you're paying for it.
Well, I know that.
The library tax is taxed to everybody the same tax rate throughout the county.
Okay.
And they have the highest dollar amount, not counting the schools. But when you're looking at the levies, I believe you're going to see they're the third highest levy. It's the first, it's the city, then it's the county, and then it's the library. I believe if I have that right. I understand that their mission is to continue with and building libraries and providing library services, and I understand that.
My point is they're not providing library services. They're sticking $1 million in their pocket. That's my point.
What I would hope.
Or their budget's way too high.
Even if this annexation does not affect each of these other units tremendously, that they would understand that we as a county and I'm talking about the population out here, these people out here are concerned about this annexation. They want to know what's going on, and they're concerned what's going to happen. And so this is just hardly the time to pile on, it seems to me. It will be, the library had said we could hear this either April or May. Do we really want to go ahead and proceed with this in April when we really have no idea what's going to happen with this annexation? So whether or not it affects the library directly, it certainly is affecting all the other people who pay the library tax. Now, even though they have the money to proceed with this $930,000 that they're asking for, one would think that if you build a new facility, you're going to have to operate it.
You're going to have to operate the facility forever. And then they're going to come ask you for more money, and you say, well, you just saved $1 million. What do you need more money from us for?
I just don't understand.
I don't understand how the finance works on this. Why is the library saving money? Should I call David Hayes up? Do they put it in a 401k? Is it getting interest? Where do they put it underneath they put it underneath some library books? Well, how does this work out?
Right.
Well, Marty, it is a very valid question. At the end of the day,
how do they have that much money?
Where has that money been? How is that been something that has been specifically budgeted so that the community was well aware that they have been saving this money and that has been part of what's been budgeted? Sounds like to those of us from the outside who don't know about their budgets, it sure sounds like that.
Why is part of their budget saving money?
Well, what you have to understand, what we have, the library board's not an elected board. It's an appointed board. And they bring their budget to the county council. But we do not have a definitive vote on that unless they're asking to spend more than their growth quotient. So,
well, if the library can save $1 million, how many years over time has this been? 2 years?
Right, and that's a question that I'm sure it's,
well, those people
it's
should be
in
running
all of this paperwork someplace, but believe me,
Marty Hawk's
there's
our
been
guest
a lot of
morning
paperwork coming through my computer.
I bet,
for
there,
a lot
I bet
of
there has
things,
been. I'm saying,
I don't have it all memorized.
If the library can save $1 million over a couple of years, they should be running the whole place. I mean, think of the money we'd save. They ran everything. We'd have coffers of money piling over each other.
Part of it, if we remember, the state said last year that they were no longer going to keep 50% back of that local income tax,
right,
and they were only going to keep 15%. So we all got sort of like a windfall of local income tax that the state was hanging on to. It was really our money.
Is that a one-time?
The state was hanging on to. Now, the county, they told us we had to put it back and use it for road projects and so forth. They didn't say that to the library. So that is, in part, a large portion of this.
Okay.
However, in this, that doesn't mean they're going to be getting it again.
That was going to be my question. This isn't in perpetuity. This is a one-time deal, right?
Well, but they have on their financial projections, they believe they're going to get another $600,000 in another few years, and for another windfall. And I just think that since the state's no longer holding back all of those dollars to give
How's
us a windfall every few years, I think that's a little ambitious to include that. However, moving on to the next big thing, we did move forward with the airport, went ahead, and the commissioners have gone ahead with that purchase of the ground, 55 acres. It was $1.2 million. They did borrow the money to do that. What the plan is that as they sell off that ground for businesses to support the airport, that we'll have the money back to pay back that loan over time, and that's to protect the ground around the airport so that it will grow in such a way that supports the airport. The other, I want to share a bit of good news. It started.
Hold on, I'm not ready for good news yet. At 2:30 this afternoon, the commissioners are going to meet at the courthouse and have a press conference about plans, or what's the proper? There's some kind of proper term they're using about wondering if they should move forward with the large, full service hotel and expansion of the convention center. Does this mean the food and beverage tax will be following right behind that?
Well, I guess we'll find out what it is that they're going to discuss. Now, why we would do that right in the middle.
That's what my point is, right?
Right in the middle of all this annexation. It's like, what, is it getting too hot in the kitchen for one group? And so we got to take some emphasis off someplace else? Or I don't get it. I don't know why they would do this. I don't know why anybody would think that right now, on top of all this, the public being concerned about the annexation, now we got to be thinking about new taxes for the convention center and what we're going to do about the library, and we've just bought the ground for the airport. And I mean, I would think people would just want to crawl under the covers and say, give me a break. You know,
I think that's very valid, Marty. I think it's very valid. And I think that what is going on here right now is that, I personally am getting whiplash listening to all this. I can't even conceive how the county commissioners are thinking that they should do this right now, how the county library is suggesting this under the circumstances right now. None of this makes any sense to me.
Well, and it may all look better at the end of the day. I know that people at the state level, we have our state legislators are working hard trying to pull a rabbit out of the hat to say, here's something we could do to help Monroe County. Here's the main thing is trying to adjust whether or not all of those waivers that are like 20 years old, would there be something to happen there so that it, not that it would stop the annexation process, but that it would give the people an opportunity to have a voice at the table, that if they wanted to remonstrate, they would be able to. But regardless of what happens at the state, at the end of the day, no matter what how the city votes, and remember, it's not the mayor that's voting, it's the city council. So each and every one of those people who vote in favor to move forward exactly as it is now, and if that final vote continues to be a 5-4 to move forward exactly as it is now, then the rest of us are going to have to really try to figure out what we're going to do. And it seems to me, somebody mentioned just yesterday to me, too bad there isn't legislation that says if an annexation goes through, the people that are being annexed get the vote on right then in that very next election for the city. The minute that vote is taken, the next city election, they have an opportunity to vote for those people up or down. That will give the people being annexed at least a voice, that they feel like somebody has to listen to them. Wouldn't that be great if they could get that through, somebody present that at the state?
How much time do they have to do that?
Well, they have to.
Right. I wanted to look up the deadline when the state is going to be through, and it's
the 29th, isn't it?
It's toward the end of the month,
yeah.
Right? So whether or not we'll get any help up there, there may be. I know that I've been told the city's got a high-powered law firm up there working hard for them to make sure that nothing goes through. So I guess we'll find out.
Wow.
And yeah, it's too bad. Too bad. We're all in this county together. And people say, well, why are you, if you drive over here on city streets, you ought to be paying city taxes. Well, what if the county said, well, yeah, but we're doing the bridges. Whatever.
Yeah.
We cannot do that. It's like, It's like school kids saying, "That's my toy. You can't play with my toy."
Well,
this
time last week, none of this was on the books, or none of this was brewing. And all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. What's coming up next week? Is there some kind of deadline where all these projects have to hurry up and be turned in?
Well, I'll tell you what's coming up next week. You'll be getting your tax bills. They're going out April 14th. Now, that may sound like bad news, but let me tell you the little bit of good news having to do with that. Starts out a little bit with bad. We have this new LAO system, this new accounting system, and the auditor and the treasurer, they were really struggling trying to get the right information out of LAO so that they could get the right information sent from the state, so the state would approve the way that the accounting is put together to send out these tax bills. If we hadn't got that approval, they would have had to send out a provisional tax billing, which is a bookkeeping nightmare. And at the last minute, we got approval to send out those tax bills. I'm going to say, as much as we were concerned about the auditor and the treasurer and all of that, it appears that they're working well together. They're going to make these things work well together. And, you know, when it's time to say kudos, then I want to say that. They have good staff in there, and staff's working their tail ends off. And so let's just hope that when the tax bills go out, that's when you find out where the number is right, because that's when you find out if somebody comes back and says, whoa, something's way off. So let's just hope all of that goes real well. But I'm just saying kudos to those departments who are now working well together, it appears, and things are going
so they
better.
Got all the right numbers, everything's good. All right, good.
Yep. Actually, that's great. I mean, because we really wondered. We yeah. really wondered there for a while. So is this new accounting software the end-all be-all like everybody said it was going to be?
Oh, I'm telling you what, everybody says maybe if we ever get used to it, we'll really like it. I don't like it as well as what we had, but you know what? I don't work with it every day.
Right.
So when you're with it every day, you learn all of these different ways that it works. I liked our old HERA system. It was easy to see what was going on. But I see that we're out of time, and I appreciate so much the opportunity to spend the morning with you.
Thank you. We'll see what the 2:30 press conference brings today, and who knows what tomorrow brings, because when we sat here last Wednesday, we didn't think we'd have this kind of agenda for this week. So please fasten your seatbelt and put your tray table to the upright and locked position as we get ready for takeoff.
All I have to do is take my vitamin pill.
There you go. Get it ready. Thanks,
Thank
Marty.
Thank you, Marty.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.